Here they come!
Brother Talamus stood between the outer wall parapets a few mornings later. He knew, and so did the others, that this would be the worst assault yet. Duke Tetrafel had declared a siege, but in truth, the actual attacks against the Abbey had increased daily. For the common folk, roused by Dianero and with many of them plague-ridden and thus short of time, had no patience for any lengthy siege. A hail of stones led the way, followed by the ladder-bearers, and many with makeshift grapnels attached to long lengths of rope. A group stubbornly picked up the battering ram, which had been repelled 3 times already, the last time with a dozen peasants toting it slain, and started toward the main gate. Monks scrambled along the outer wall, some with gemstones, some with crossbows, some with heavy clubs or knives. They threw lightning and shot quarrels, pushed aside ladders and slashed ropes. A hail of arrows soared in just above the wall.
Tetrafel's archers! Lightning to the back! Lightning to the back!
Abbot Brahman rose up bravely down the line, graphite in hand.
Tanaman Dyer!
The bolt slammed into the archer line, scattering men. He started to duck back for cover, but saw a figure he could not ignore. Dianero rushing madly among the charging peasants.
Tanaman Dyer!
A second bolt, much weaker in intensity, erupted from Brahman's hand, but Dianero saw it coming, and with the reflexes of a cat, he skipped aside, just getting clipped on one leg. The wild monk charged the abbey. Brahman glanced all about, seeking the rope or ladder that Dianero might use, and in his distraction, he did not note that the monk's strides resembled more the gallop of a tiger than the run of a man. Hardly missing a step, Dianero came to the base of the wall and leapt up, clearing the 25-foot height, catching hold of the crenellated wall and pulling himself up with frightening agility and ease right before the stunned Brahman.
That's not possible!
A pair of brothers rushed Dianero, but he dipped, thrust one leg out, and tripped one. Then pushed the tumbling man off the parapet and down to the courtyard. Dianero rolled under the lunge of the second, catching the scrambling man on his shoulder. Dianero's left hand snapped in with a sharp blow to the monk's throat. And then, with hardly an effort, he flung the man right over the wall. A third brother approached Dianero, loaded crossbow out before him. Dianero locked his gaze, studied the man's eyes, and anticipated every movement. And even as the brother squeezed the trigger, the powerful tiger legs twitched, launching Dianero skyward. The bolt crossed harmlessly beneath him. Dianero came down, exploding into a charge that had the crossbowman helpless. The monk was dead before he went over the wall. Still more monks charged the savage warrior, heedless of their doom, thinking only to protect their fallen abbot. Dianero went for Brahman and rolled him over as he raised his fist for the killing blow, wanting Brahman to see it coming.
Phantom Dial!
The bolt struck Dianero solidly in the chest. He flew off the parapet, twisted in midair, and landed lightly on the ground below. He knew he could not go right back up, for many monks had then converged on the area, many of them with crossbows, and all of them aiming his way. Dianero quickly melted back into the crowd. Despite that setback, the rabble came on furiously, scaling the walls, pounding at the doors. The brothers responded with everything they possessed, but their magic was fast weakening, and their numbers, though they took care to stay protected, continued to dwindle under the rain of arrows from Tetrafel's archers. Abbot Brahman, dazed from the punch and bleeding from the nose, but refusing any help from a brother with a soul stone, looked around at the confusion, at the sheer mass of people coming at the abbey, at Tetrafel's deadly archers raining death from the back of the square, and he knew. Saint Precious would fall this day, and he and all of his brethren would be executed.